melons. Bit pointless, aren't they? They're sort of too big. That's the thing. Nobody ever wants a whole melon. At 20 weeks of pregnancy, your baby is the size of a cantaloupe melon.
Don't carry that, I'll get it.
Sam, it's Rice Krispies. I can cope with rice-based cereal.
Do you want a bowl?
I'm just having a handful, God.
Okay.
What should we do this weekend?
Oh, I was wondering about...
Orange is the New Black?
Yes!
Oh, you're joking.
Let's go out.
Okay. I mean, you are pregnant.
I'm not paralysed. I won't drink, obviously. I just mean sit in a pub and not talk to each other, instead of doing it here.
Well, I thought we could sort out what travel system we're getting.
What?
The pram.
Ugh, any pram, I don't care. God, I need to get some work so we can do stuff.
Bailey.
What did you do when you were with Rose? In the evenings?
Well, we talked and watched telly and ate and...
Shagged me in a car park?
Once. Once I did that.
One cappuccino, one decaf, Rose.
Oh, yeah, those are me, thank you.
Caroline, over here.
Hiya.
Oh, sorry, no, these are for a Rose.
Shut up.
Hi. There we go.
Oh, give us a sniff of your caffeine one.
I'm like a pusher. It's like train spotting.
What are you now, nearly 20 weeks?
You're keeping better track of it than I am.
Halfway.
Of course, we're also halfway through traditional painting and portraiture.
Oh, yeah. All the big stuff in my life.
I hope you come out of your pregnancy with more to show than I will out of evening glass.
You did okay today. Wine bottles are more your thing than fruit bowls, I reckon.
Well, yeah, that's always been my problem.
I bet you love living on your own, don't you? I used to love it. Do whatever you like.
Yeah, constant parties at my place.
You've not been back in touch with that ex of yours?
Well, he's doing his own thing now anyway, so I just...
Stalk him on Facebook?
No, I don't even think about him.
Good for you.
Are you not living on your own then?
Sam has moved in, unbelievably.
Oh, wow.
One minute he wanted to come to the hospital with me, the next he was unpacking his pants drawer.
Right. How is it? I mean, not the pants drawer.
It's okay. If we were 45. Sam loves a box set, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's brought his telly with him from his mum's. I was like, we can just get it on the laptop. But he likes a proper telly, like an old man.
A proper telly? Wow.
You've totally got a telly, haven't you?
I have actually, yeah.
Sorry. I used to go out a lot, and Sam's all paint colours and recipes. He's really into the baby, but he doesn't want to know about the sex.
Oh, are you two not... Sorry, it's none of my business, but...
No, the sex of the baby. He doesn't want to find out at the scan.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, we're having sex. Things aren't that bad.
Right.
Not tonight, though. He's at his mum's sorting through his dead dad's clothes, so not much of a turn-on.
Yeah, unless you're into old fleeces. I mean, if Sam's dad liked fleeces, did he? I don't know. I don't know if he was into fleeces. I just,
Is that you?
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yes, I just, someone that I used to know. I'll speak to them later.
It's Rose. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Hey, Rosie. It's Sam. God, this is weird. I just wanted to hear your voice. Not in a weird way, although slightly in a weird way. It's been ages. I hope everything's okay with you. Expect you finished Orange is the New Black. Anyway, I'm sitting in the car outside Mum's and I'm missing you. If I'm allowed to say that, I shouldn't, obviously. Longest message in the world. Just ring me back, will you? If you want to. Obviously, don't if you don't. But I'm hoping maybe you do, so... Yeah. See ya. Oh, idiot.
At 20 weeks, there's no more disguising that bump. Time to face facts. Baby's on the way.
Right, that's the fleeces. Now, you can't keep socks. I mean, charity shops don't want them. Do you want them?
No, thanks. I miss him and everything, but I don't need to feel him around my feet. Bin bag?
Thanks, love.
Okay.
Oh, some of these shirts he hardly wore. You don't want them, I suppose.
Mum, I'm way cooler than Dad was.
Is that right?
Yeah, of course I am. Oh, is that a Sheila?
Brand new.
Give us a look.
M&S.
God, that looks warm.
Try it on.
It's comfy.
Aw, look at you. You look like a proper dad. Scan on Thursday, then. Have you decided?
No, Bailey still wants to find out. She's impatient.
And you're still sticking to your guns.
Well, it's just, it's tradition, isn't it? Plus...
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes it more real.
Yeah. What's next? Don't make me do pants.
You've not seen Rose.
Of course not, Mum. I'm not constantly... I rang her, OK?
Did you?
I feel awful. I just wanted to... Anyway, she didn't answer, so...
So ring her again.
Mum!
Why not? Let her know you're keen.
I'm having a baby with someone else. How much less keen can I seem?
But it's you and Rose.
I know. I think Bailey's lonely too. I mean, she's at her art class tonight and she has coffee after or whatever, but... God, how many fleeces does a man need?
Ring Rose again.
Mum, me and Bailey are making a go of it. And she needs me. Oh, she didn't even have a telly. And anyway, if Rose wants to, she'll ring me back.
Sam, why do you keep checking your phone?
It's on silent, I thought...
Okay. Well, everything seems fine with baby. Lots of movement.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, we feel it moving all the time, don't we?
We do, yeah.
So what about the gender? Are you interested?
You can if you want.
No, we're sticking with tradition.
I see.
Oh, we conceived it in a car park, but we're keen to do things properly.
Look, you can find out if you want.
Sam doesn't hold with the modern world or advances in technology, like condoms.
Ask, you can find out, I don't mind.
No, we're keeping it a surprise.
Up to you. I could certainly tell you it's a baby.
Yeah. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
You know I wasn't talking to you, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We were both talking to the baby.
It's now 8 weeks since your last scan. Baby can move its head and its eyes are fully open. At 28 weeks, your baby is the size of an aubergine.
Yo, it's me. It's been like 2 months since I rang. And you didn't call back, so I'm a dick for ringing again. You've probably met someone else. I don't know. Or you're just ignoring me. But I just wanted to... I'm sorting out Dad's laptop, finally. Mum's been on at me for months, and... there are all these photos on there of Corfu and that time we went to Whipsnade with the rhino and everything. And anyway, I was missing you. Again. Bring me back. If you ever want to, I'll be really pleased.
Rose, you're going into class?
Yeah, sorry, I was just,
That's okay. Yes, we've got a special model this week. Right, everybody, okay, now if everyone's got everything they need, paints, brushes, take a seat.
Okay, yeah.
So as you can see... Bailey has kindly agreed to sit for us.
Oh, hi.
Wow,
I didn't...
Doing us the great honour of allowing us to study the beauty of the naked pregnant form.
Yep, nothing to do with needing the money.
you look amazing. Wow, you look...
Massive, cold, embarrassed.
Beautiful.
So, the important thing this week is to get the curves right.
Plenty of them to have a go at.
You see the way the belly catches the light. Beautiful.
As you enter your third trimester, your belly may feel stretched to capacity. But there's a way to go yet. As your baby becomes more like a newborn, your breasts become fuller and you may find you have that famous pregnant woman glow.
Yes, it's amazing to think, isn't it, that as we observe Bailey, there's a new life inside her. Yes, I know during my four pregnancies, I felt very at ease with myself. You have a journey when you're pregnant.
To the toilet, mostly.
They say you don't understand life till it's growing inside you. And that a baby fills a place in your heart you never knew was empty. They say when you pick up your child, you feel the map of your own bones beneath your hands and smell the scent of your skin in the nape of their neck. I mean, they say a lot of things.
Oh, you okay, Rose?
Yeah.
Have you not managed to get started?
I'm just taking it all in.
Do you need a minute?
I think I do, actually. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You okay?
Yeah, sorry, I thought you'd have gone. I had a weird tummy, you know?
Well, you just had a look at my weird tummy.
You look amazing.
It was quite liberating, actually. Fancy a disappointing decaf?
That would be great.
My turn this week.
Okay.
I mean, they're beautiful aubergines. They're shiny and they're precious and they're amazing.
I tell you what.
But they're fragile.
When this baby's out, not that I'm counting the days, but about 62 and a half of them, me and you will go out, shall we? And get drunk.
I'd really like that.
I mean, maybe not on the actual day it's born. I'm like, Bailey! Oh my God, Bailey!
Are you okay?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to... Yes, ambulance, please. My friend's fallen down some steps on the corner of New Road and Haberdasher Street. She's pregnant. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll stay with her. Okay, thank you. You're going to be okay.
I can't feel it moving.
They don't move all the time, do they? At this stage, there's not so much space. The baby's protected by that thing, isn't it? The Bernix Cassiosa? I mean, I've done a bit of reading.
Could you ring Sam? My phone's in my...
Oh, use mine.
But you haven't got his number.
Hey!
Hi!
I've been waiting for you to call for about 100 years!
Yes, Sam!
I started to wonder if there was something wrong with my phone.
Sam!
I was ringing it from Mum's landline like some kind of nutcase to check it was working.
Sam! I'm with Bailey.
My Bailey?
Yeah, we do art together.
You and Bailey do?
Just be quiet a minute, okay? Bailey's had a fall.
A fall? Where are you?
The ambulance is on its way.
Is she okay? Is the baby okay?
Sam, take some deep breaths. She's okay. The ambulance is coming. Just meet us at the hospital.
Hospital. Okay, hospital. Oh, where are my car keys?
Jacket pocket?
Oh, thanks.
Ring me when you get there, okay? I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'm coming.
He's on his way.
So, what? Are you Rose?